Good evening. Nice to see you. No, we don't get to start.
It is now 5:42.
Gonna be good. You did, these are for you to sign.
I'll get them.
Okay, just want to make sure not that you buried them. Hey Kelly, didn't see you there till now. Five 5:44, counting down.
Where do you want Esther to stand during her presentation?
I think right over here. Okay. I don't want her to trip on any of these wires. So okay. Turn around and make it work. Okay, here we are.
All right, call the order, roll call. Sean here. Wilma
here.
Stacy
here.
Jason
here.
Randy.
She is absent tonight.
All right, Pledge of Allegiance, raise your hand. So we pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Item 3, approval of the agenda.
Motion to approve.
Jason seconds. All those in favor by roll. Sean, aye. Wilma?
Aye.
Stacy?
Aye.
Aye. Randy, guys. All right. Consent agenda. Need a motion on that as well.
I move to approve.
Second.
Okay. Any questions on this one? All right. Roll call. Sean, aye. Wilma?
Aye.
Stacy?
Aye.
Ethan?
Aye.
Randy, absent. All right, item 5, any public comment on matters not on the agenda? One change? Okay, item 6, reports, board members. Anybody got anything?
Jason and I were at the ribbon cutting groundbreaking event. That was very nice.
Yeah, it was nice to have Casey down here. They did a press release and
they got Jerry's name wrong, but
I forwarded that to her and then I talked to Andrew and said, oh my god, it's not Williamson or whatever it was. She said she was gonna fix
it. Yeah, it was really nice though.
You know what? I know who I am. You know who I am.
Yeah.
Anybody reading it that doesn't know doesn't really care.
We read it, so there's no way she did this because normally she misspells something. I didn't even catch your last name.
All right, moving on. Executive Director.
I have nothing to add from what I submitted.
Yeah. So just to make sure, it was $150,000 that he wanted for the parking lots.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
For the two lots, $150,000.
Yeah, for 5,000 an acre property, that's what he wanted.
Well, that really went past what we had okayed.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And it was so unreasonable. There was no need to have any more conversation.
Okay.
Finance report? We're skipping that one, right? There. Program report submitted in writing. Any questions on those? Okay, we're going to move on.
No, may I ask for a little change in order? We have Miss Esther here to do a presentation on her health and science pathway.
Where was she at?
She's B, the info item B.
Okay, we'll go to that.
So let me share her PowerPoint so we can all see that. Let's see. When I'm showing that slideshow, oh, you're just seeing that. Never mind, I'm good. So whenever you're ready, if you guys want to turn here. And you're going to have to say that slide or do something so that I have.
Okay.
Okay.
Hello, my name is Esther from Polchek, and this is my job share experience. Next slide. For 60 hours, I got to work at Northeastern Clinics, following around nurses and doctors and helping with patients. I started my job shadowing on March 10th and I finished on May 5th. Next slide. I got to work with Naomi Reed, Medical Director, Savannah, Emily, Kat, and Celeste LBNs, and Dr. Clinton. Next slide. I got to see A1Cs, diabetic foot exams, well child, pat smears, circumcision, pregnancy tests, STI tests, other urinary tests, mixed-mammary implants, mastectomy, shots, ultrasound, both pelvic and abdominal, and vaginal.
That's quite the variety.
Next slide. I got to take vitals on the patients, and so I got to learn how to use the blood pressure and how to do all of this. We saw a lot of urinary tests, we had a lot of pregnancy tests and STIs, as well as cultures. We had a lot of diabetic patients, so we had to do a lot of 1M A1Cs and diabetic blood exams. On the last one, that's a note from one of the nurses of what we like the next mirage implant, which was the first medical procedure I got to see. Next slide. The vasectomy, I was really hoping I would get to see one, but I never did. And on my last day, I got to see one. I actually stayed afterwards just so I can see it. So those are the tools, the drugs, gloves, and more, and then the cauterizer, which the doctor can turn on. And next thing. This is a circumcision. One thing I thought that was very interesting is that they give sugar water to the babies to comfort them, since most have not had sugar yet. And apparently it calms them down a little bit. Next slide. I'm very thankful that I got to experience. I got to learn a lot, meet a lot of great people, and now I know that I want to be a nurse for sure, and I'm not doubting it. And I can't wait for going into nursing school and my education and going further. Thank you.
Hey,
Esther,
how are you? Get too comfortable. We might have a couple questions.
I was curious. Did they teach you how to take blood pressure goals from where?
They did. Yes. Oh, awesome. He did show me. That's the picture up there. It was the nurse showing me how to do it on herself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
yes. Nothing grossed you out.
No. And cool. They were saying, like, are you gonna face? Sit down. No, so nothing grossed me.
That's
awesome.
That's great. I'm glad to hear that you're doing stuff old school.
That's what Naomi does with all her patients. Every time they're like, the blood pressure is too high, she will go and actually do it with a cup and everything by herself.
She's a beautiful one.
Mm-hmm. So what's next? What kind of program will you go in?
I will keep going into the RN program at Lassen College.
That's the new one.
Yeah. I'm going to be joining in the spring.
That is awesome.
Wow, that's cool. So do you get a bachelor's degree with that?
I guess so, yeah.
It's a contracting year, right? I think Humboldt is the university that they're partnering with. So
that's really cool.
Where do they do clinicals for the RN program?
I have no idea.
That was the big route there.
Right. I don't know yet. There's still you can't even find it on the college website for it. So I just know it's gonna happen and that I'm taking all the courses I need to before it and I have to take a test before it's so right now.
That is really cool.
That's great.
How long have we been doing this? Oh my gosh,
for years. Baby's arrangements. Yeah. Kathy Sherman, your sidekick, right?
Yeah, the one I was getting pulled over the other day.
Did you work with Kathy? Yes, she was the one that
talked to the hospital last who I can follow. So she set it all.
Yeah, because that's really important. And this whenever our students take their CTE pathways, they have various ways they can share what they learned. And one of them is to stand before you guys. Not everybody takes us up on that, but good deal. Yeah. Esther decided she'd come.
We do love the
presentation. We do. Yeah. We like having it. And yeah.
We've
surprised her.
Interesting ones over the years.
Yes, we have. That's exciting. Anybody else have a question? And I want you to know that Tiffany, who is our strong workforce program coordinator, is working closely with the college. And that's one of the things that's her job is to then share with all the schools in Lassen County as these programs come up. But she's been talking about the RN program as an up and coming.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, really.
Thank you, Esther.
Thank you very much. Thanks for making the drive, everybody. Lucinda, are you her teacher?
Yes.
Do you want to speak at all on her behalf about her CTE work? And
she's an amazing student, and not everyone is ready to go gangbusters into a legitimate, hardcore college program, but she totally is. She's super prepared. She's just came to our school this year, so there's a legitimate homeschool program.
So she did a lot of dissecting growing up. I did a lot of unit studies, so she dissected everything. And so my other kids, they weren't interested. They'd walk away and she'd still do it.
Right.
And then anything something happened with my other kids, she was little. And she was the one that would run towards the faith to help.
She knew
she'd be good at something like this. Yeah.
Right.
Because, I run and she's running towards to help. And that's a good nurse. Those kind of people do great.
And that's why she had no concern fainting or anything.
Right.
You've been there.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, thank you for making this choice and sharing with us. We appreciate it. I can see Stephanie is a proud mama up there too. Huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, item A, special education. All LEAs.
Yes, so we finally got the info for the last component of our review, I think May 1st. So I have 27 files that we're going to review for Long Valley students. They have a list of 16 items that we have to go through that are all ed code based. And, I think one of the examples, if the student's an English learner, do you have goals and services to support that? So we have until June 9th to go through everything and submit it. So I was hoping they'd have a little more time and not right in the middle of state testing, but they've been putting all the components together this year to see how it goes. So I will be working on that, and hopefully we will have all compliant issues and no
red flags. This is only Long Valley that got selected, which means Thompson Peak will be next year, most likely.
Potentially Long Valley could get pulled again.
Oh.
So,
okay.
But at least the first components, one of them, is the big policy and procedures review, which we did already for Long Valley. So if Thompson Peak gets pulled, we're done with that piece.
Right.
So
right.
It's just looking at the IEPs and are we in compliance? Are we meeting, you know, the requirements? This is a new thing for the Department of Ed. Previously, we've all been lumped in just with all the larger districts, and they realized we need to do something for our smaller schools because we don't have hundreds and hundreds of students, you know, that receive services. So that's my project for the next few weeks.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Thankfully, it doesn't look too bad. So.
Okay. And already from the first time to this time, they've changed the systems they're using. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely a work in progress.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Whitney met all the dates and got everything taken care of from the first round and onward to the next.
Yep. I'm just glad it's not due the last day of school, you know, at least have that extra week. So
right. Yeah,
get everything entered.
Jamaican Matters. Think Trober on?
And he is not yet. I think I told him six.
We come back to him?
We can come back.
All right. Action items 8A, discussion of possible action regarding approval of video surveillance system policy 5014.
Do we need a motion for discussion?
Yeah.
I'll make a motion for discussion.
Make a motion to approve.
Motion to approve.
Sure. And I have a second.
I'll second.
All right. Discussion. Go ahead.
All right. I seen it on the news the other day. I guess they're doing surveillance with AI. I don't know enough about AI to form an opinion, but the surveillance I seen at schools the other day on the news was pretty cool. Gave you live action. You could tell what rifle the person was carrying from what distance, and they were able to get that information to first responders at live time. So I was just curious if that was, I don't know enough about AI to form an opinion. I still think it's kind of a weird deal, but I don't know enough about it. But it looked like that might be a good tool for her.
So there's definitely some vendors who have software that use AI.
Uh-huh.
And Jared, why were you like sort of negative on that? You had a concrete reason that I appreciated.
So the ones that we were looking at that provided that AI service, you know, that was super in-depth, the second you stop paying for their service, you basically have bricks. Like, it's not like, so you bought these cameras and equipment, and when you're not using their service, they're not compatible with anything else. So
I figured they were not cheap.
Right. So that could be a consideration in the future for sure, but we thought we'd stay pretty old school with, you know, the features that we were able to come up with. Like the state won't let you, we can't record voices. So just doing a picture only, a video only is one of the issues.
Oh.
Yeah, we're not permitted.
So Ms. B telling the kids, I could hear you in line and what you're saying is,
so now she hilarious. Can back to them and say whatever she wants. And you'll that's see the faces of the kids, okay. And you'll say, huh, she must not be saying something kind. That's how you'll be able to tell. You know, we made sure that our servers will be able to handle having 30 days and just what our process is, really limiting who can see it. And then the lawyers made us go through making sure we identified, because it could create a student record. So if you have a student with an IEP and something goes wrong and that was related to their IEP, that becomes an actual student record, and it's kind of complicated then.
Mm.
But I think we have the proper pieces in place now to use it properly. The only thing we need now is to post signs.
Gotcha.
No.
So much taller.
I've always been taller.
What's going on?
Last man in gets the short chair.
Any other questions or discussion on this? Okay, we're going to vote. Roll call, John. Aye. Wilma.
Aye.
Stacy.
Aye.
Jason.
Aye.
Randy's absent. Motion passes. We're going to double back to Mr. Trover.
Great. Thanks, Nick. Mm-hmm. We're running a little quick. We're not hearing you yet. Try again. Oh, here we are. There we got it. Okay.
Sorry about that. Sherry, do you want me to just go over the plans and share what we talked about last week?
Yeah, share all the decisions we made a week ago without anybody's involvement. No, what, can you pull the plans up and share it?
Yeah, just one second. I thought I had them up, but...
So, Nick, you guys will be complete by October 2nd, Sherry told us.
we're going to be ready by the end. I'll discuss it with you. sorry, just a second. Let me start with, here, let me move a couple things out of here so I can start sharing my screen. This out of here. Things out of here. I'm going to start with the port.
Well, you're pulling that up. I just want you to know, you know, we had our groundbreaking ceremony and ready to be on the path for the gym. And I started talking to Nick about, you know, could we put some bleachers in? What would the seating look like? And he had one of those looks like, what the heck, Sherry? Now you're going to ask that question. And he had some ideas. And if we don't like the idea, we're not voting on them today, but if we don't like the ideas, we kind of need to get an estimate if we want to try to think about the gym being a little bit bigger and see what that actually would cost or
to accommodate bleachers.
We can accommodate some bleachers now, and that's what he's going to share.
I am sorry here. I thought this was already pulled up.
Okay.
Yeah, I've got the basketball court here. I wanted to have the whole site plan though, and I'm not sure why. Here we go. Got it. There, gee, me, Christmas. Okay, now let me try to share my screen. There we go. Okay, can you guys all see this?
It's pretty tiny, but yes.
Far away. Oh,
okay. I'll change pages here so we can see a bit more. So here's the full site. Oh, that's not what I wanted to do. This is the full site right here. And we've already seen most of this. You know, we've got our improvements that we're doing to the parking lot. This needs to be added in, Sherry, and we talked about this. We'll probably submit without those parking stalls in there, but we're planning on putting them in. They took them out just for, I don't know why, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense, but we're going to still be doing these parking lots or those parking spots right here. We've got our path of travel from our new ADA parking up through here. We're gonna reset this a little bit over so it aligns properly so you don't have to make a quick jog. So this is in the process of getting realigned and it'll come straight out and then over. You'll have the main entrance to the building. We'll have the main entrance to the building in this location here. We'll have an alternate location over on this side and over here as well. This is a roll-up door to the building. And then there's another entrance and exit that we added over on this end that wasn't here originally. So that if we have people going in and out, you know, to the soccer field or whatever, you can get out to the field easily. So you've got entries and exits on all sides of the building. Sherry, one thing, I don't know if we need to talk about it here or not, but we talked about these doors and if we wanted those in there or not. If we want to leave them, that's great. If we want to take them out, that's fine too. Just need to know what you want. That's really the main crux of the site. We're also making sure that this pathway along here is all ADA compliant and resurfacing the parking lot. We don't have it in the scope right now, but it's not set up in the scope to do this area here between these buildings, but our goal is to fix all the concrete between these buildings. The way that the contract works is that we've got a guaranteed maximum price for the scope that was defined in the contract. But if the project comes in under the guaranteed maximum price and there's funds still available, towards the end of the project, then we can add other scope in there, such as this work over in the this joint area between the main school building and the accessory building. We'll be, like we talked about during the groundbreaking, now we'll be picking up dirt from this lot over here. There's some trees in there that are gonna have to be removed. We're gonna be taking most of that area, all the dirt off the top in order to get the good dirt at the bottom, and be bringing it around the edge of the field to, you know, fill in, the replace the bad dirt with the good dirt in this location. Then Sherry and I were talking about it the other day about the basketball court and bleachers. This is how it's currently laid out with the court centered within the building. We've always known that this is a really tight building because of our tight budget. This court right now is 50 feet by 76 feet, 4 inches. And that gives you a little over 5 feet between the edge of the court and the end of the walls. A typical high school basketball court is 50 feet by 80 feet, but no less than 72 feet. So we fit in the requirements of, what is it, the National Association of, I've got it written down here, National Federation of State High School Associations. So it meets all requirements for high school, but you guys don't have a whole lot of high school students. So a typical junior high school size for a basketball court would be 42 feet by 72 feet. If you do 42 by 70, you gain more room at the ends of the, between the court and the ends of the building, and then between the sides. Right now I've got this shown as, we've got these bleachers here. Each bleacher holds about 10 people. It's just two tiers of bleachers. And we've got, I think they're about 7.5 feet. And so you've got 10 people per each one of these bleachers. This setup here where we've got them on both sides, but it's tight, leads you to have, what did I say? About 120 people. And then if you offset the court to give yourself a bit more room between the bleachers and the court, so you kind of offset the court a bit so it's tighter on one side than the other, you can get a bit more room between the bleachers and the court. You'll get almost 3 feet, but you'd only be able to fit at least on one side, that's not including the ends, but on one side you'd be able to fit 70 people. But when I was in high school, you only had about 18 inches between the bleachers and the court anyway. Your feet were literally right on the edge of the court. And I remember having to walk through the court and watching out for the basketball players when you were trying to get up to the bleachers. And this was in a school of 3,000 people in a very large gymnasium with pullout bleachers. So it seems like that's fairly standard. Even when you watch an NBA game, people are right on the court. But we just wanted to bring this up so that the board was aware of, you know, the amount of people that we could fit based on the layout of the court and also the size of the court and how big you wanted that. You know, my thought is we don't want to make the building any bigger, but of course, if we need to, we can, but that comes with cost and time implications. My thought is either we leave the court how it is, if you're okay with the number of people that can fit as it's shown here, or we reduce the court size to the junior high level, which would be able to add a decent amount more people. I don't have the number off the top of my head, but I could probably calculate it fairly quick if we went down to a 42 by 72 court instead of a 76 by 50.
Hey, Nick, where are the players going to sit?
Yeah, so it's either in the bleachers or at the ends. It's wherever you guys, you know, however you guys want to operate the building. Right now you've got about 5 feet between the end of the court and the wall, a little over 5 feet. So you can put, you know, another set of benches there or something. Or again, if you're not doing high school, there's no reason to have a high school sized layout. And we can reduce this by 10 feet in width and over 4 feet in length. Wow. And gain it. And gain a good amount of room for more seats.
Out here, we have no high school to have basketball. You're making.
Well,
can we play over here? Would we ever? I'm just wondering.
Well, if we're teaming up with Herlong, and we wanted to play at a new gymnasium and not play there, we couldn't play high school ball on a junior high court. I don't think he played.
My understanding from, again, and I'm not a professional in this, but I did a lot of research to try to be as educated as I could be for this meeting, and I talked to a couple of basketball coaches. There's nobody has ever said to any of the basketball coaches I've been to that go to, say, a rural school that has a gym built in the 50s that doesn't meet modern standards. And, you know, when they're tossing a basketball up, it hits the ceiling sometimes because they're so small. Nobody said, hey, you can't play on this gym. And the FFSH, whatever it is, they just have recommended sizes. And you can even go smaller than their lower recommended sizes. They just have a couple other caveats where if you get too short in length, then you want to add additional lines. So it's basically like you've got two half courts overlaying each other. So you do a center line and you do two other lines based on the distance, the shorter distance than 72 feet in length over. So if you have to come back and like clear a ball, that's the line you clear. But I don't see any reason why we go less than 72. The only thing you might want to narrow down is the 50 to give yourselves more room where the bleachers are currently shown.
So I just want to tackle a couple of comments or questions. First off, we are allowed to participate with Fort Sage here. Okay. Why is Fort Sage going to say, hey, let's go hang out over at Long Valley's gym? I'm just throwing it, you know what I mean? It's not like the middle school when we were combining teams.
Right.
And then that's a conversation to where you're going to play.
Well, how many more bleachers can we fit in if we shrunk it down to 42 by 72?
Let me see if I can just do that.
Then I'm going to ask Lucinda, what team are you even talking? What are you referring to?
What high school players play over here?
What high school players?
I would put together a high school basketball.
You got a lot of work to do to get it. It's CIF and everything else.
I was just going to share that my question. Could we play over here or no? Is that a thing in the next 5 years? Could that happen?
Thompson Peak. Yeah.
Okay.
Doesn't Thompson Peak have a big museum?
That's concrete and trash. Oh, right.
Sorry, I've never missed it.
I would really like to see the bleachers all on one side.
Of
the
players on the other. Exactly.
On the ends, it's very dangerous.
So if we, how many seats?
Yeah.
I apologize. How many seats would you need for the players? So let's say we shrunk this down, like I said, to the 42-foot level. You're effectively gaining about 8 feet. And if say that the players were down here on this bottom side, you'd have 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 seats available for players on the bottom side of the court. And if we shrunk this to the 42-foot level, that would be the standard for a junior high basketball court. But a high school team could play on it, but a standard for junior high, we could add at least another 10 to 20 people per bleacher. So you'd get 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, an additional 70 people or so. So 140 up on the top pretty easily, and then 50 down on the bottom.
It should be more than
30.
You know, you have assemblies in there or something.
Well, we would have assemblies too, but we would be bringing in chairs. Or like, yeah, we could bring chairs in easier.
Right. Teams shouldn't need more than 15 per team, right? With the coach.
You probably have no more than 10 plus two coaches.
Like volleyball had 20, I think, on 7-8.
Did they? Really?
Yeah. So
with the teams?
One team.
Correct me if I'm wrong. But I thought we could form our own team because of some type of insurance stuff. And that's why we have to be with her. Am I incorrect on that for the high school?
You're incorrect on that. We don't have enough to field a team. Yeah.
See, I thought there was some insurance thing, or some league rules that some about charter that we couldn't form.
I think we're going to have to.
Okay. Fine. Yeah. So, vision for the gymnasium just for like PE?
For our use, other than it should have all the middle school games, volleyball and basketball should go in there.
Combined with Fort Sage?
Well, so far we've allowed Fort Sage to join with us.
Okay, so you're looking for junior high physically.
Right, because that's the league that all the kids here participate in.
I would shrink it down, in my own opinion, to the junior high. Make sure the ceiling's tall enough for volleyball. Put all the parents on one side and the kids on the other.
Yeah, that has to. Kids have to.
And then I'd soundproof those two classrooms on the inside or the outside. It doesn't matter.
Are those classrooms or bathrooms?
You have both in there. Those are,
yeah.
You have two classrooms and a bathroom.
And they're, which isn't cheap either. Those panels are cheap. But if you're going to have PE in there doing class.
And then PE is going to happen, and especially indoor PE, when we have our inclement weather.
Yeah, they're teaching around the other side of that. It's going to be loud.
It's a good point you brought up about the noise on these classrooms. I don't know if we've got noise deadening on these walls. We'll have to double check. If we don't, it's a pretty cheap change to add it. You just put on some RC channel that separates the drywall from the studs.
And we can get add rid that of on the doors. There.
I don't see those doors either. Yeah, does anybody think that we need those doors? The only reason we might need them is if there's some sort of exiting requirement by code, but I can't believe that would be the case.
The meeting rooms?
Well, you got three doors accessible without using those, right?
Yeah, I'm just thinking for the classrooms themselves.
You're inside the class. And when it says the meeting room.
We have all our portables with one door.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I can imagine that there would be an issue. I just don't know off the top of my head. I doubt that's the case. I'm sure we can get rid of those doors. I would check before I say 100%. I'm 99%.
Is each classroom have its own central heating and air?
Yes.
So you can insulate those walls as well for sound.
Yes, they will be insulated.
That's my vision. Yeah. I know it's just an information.
I think it will need the bond.
And
for the gym, right now we've got ventilation. We don't have air conditioning, but we're researching doing evaporative cooling, which would work really well in your climate. And I don't think it would be a huge additional cost. I don't have that number yet for me, but we just wanted to get this in front of, you know, get this approved. Once we get the plans approved, we can always make changes to them as necessary.
We're not, you know, it's not an action item, but if you all looked at it and said, oh my gosh, you got to go bigger, then that would be a thing we'd have to start investigating. So,
you know, the player side, parent side should need to get a gym back.
That's good feedback. So you get bleachers that have more steps for the parent side.
Yeah, you need chairs.
And chairs. We don't need bleachers on the other side, right?
Yeah, it's real big on one side.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you have a preference? If we can get rid of these doors, you'll have more wall space to put more bleachers down here. Would you have a preference?
We don't want bleachers there.
Yeah. Would you have a preference on the larger bleachers? You know, the more volume of people will offset the core to handle that. Would you prefer that on the top side or the bottom side?
Oh,
probably the bleachers towards
bleachers on the restroom side
for the parents.
That's a good point. Yeah, are you hearing that? The bleachers are on the restroom side.
Jam all them kids in the chairs against them.
Yeah, they can walk around. They're athletes.
Yeah, they need exercise.
Anything else on that, Sherry?
Nope. Anything else, Nick?
No, I just want to make sure I'm hearing it right. We're going to switch, reduce this down to um, 42 by 72, which is the junior high standard size. We'll make the like the parents and spectators side over here. So this will actually be a wider side than the top side. The room between the wall and the court will be larger on the bottom and smaller at the top, so that we can fit more people on this lower side, and we'll just have two rows of bleachers. You know,
don't want bleachers on that side at all. No bleachers.
Okay, that's fine. And they're not built in. So you can
not gonna be centered anymore.
Correct.
It's gonna be
right.
Yeah,
they just need chairs on that side, 3 feet.
A bench or whatever.
Yeah, do you have a preference, or do you have an idea on how much room you would want between the court and that wall? If you don't have bleachers and you're just having like some seating or something, you want like 4 feet or something like that?
What do we got now?
Let me check here.
I was going to say 4 feet sound. It would be what I would have guessed.
Gonna have room for the coach to pace back and forth and get on the court.
I see that.
Miss Jenny.
Right now you've got about 4.5 feet, but if we reduce that court size, you could have more. But if you're just having chairs up there, 4 to 5, 4, 4, 4.5 feet would be plenty of room if you're just having chairs up against the wall.
And scoreboard table.
Loosened. Scoreboard table, yeah.
Just so they.
3 foot? Was the table 3 foot?
Yeah, I mean, it's just usually a folding table. Yeah. So
well, we're gated 8 feet, so that would basically all just go to the parent side.
So I think if you doll it up for us, we can stare it up again.
Yeah, and if, as long as we're okay with the size of the building, we don't have to make it. Yeah, we don't have to make a decision on the exact court layout, and I'll put together an actual detailed layout for you guys to review. We just need to do it before we pour the slab, so that we can make sure that we're getting the volleyball stanchions in the right spot. You know, because we're going to cement in the pockets where the volleyball nets go. So we just need to make sure that we get that layout before then. So if we can have it maybe at the next board meeting, I'll put something together next week for everybody to review and then get you to sign off on it.
What's the fire rating on the doors, Nick? If we eliminate those, what's the fire rating on them?
If we don't have the doors in there, then we're not going to have to worry about it. I would assume it's probably a 1 or 2 hour rating. I don't know off the top of my head. I'd have to take a look into the plans. Yeah, if we get rid of these doors between the classrooms, I think that's a good idea. I think it helps with noise, and I just don't think you need them. It gives you more wall space for bleachers or whatever else you want to do there.
Well, it's going to save a few grand. That's why I was thinking we'll have a little money over here.
Correct. Money here. Yeah, that's easily $2,000 to $2,500 bucks per door right there, I bet.
All right. Thank you, Nick.
No problem. Any other questions or comments?
No, thanks for tuning in.
Yeah, of course. All right. Well, you guys have a great rest of your meeting, and I'll put together a diagram for the next meeting.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Item B, discussion of possible action regarding approval of carpeting purchase and insulation for Doyle site.
I'll make a motion.
Need a second.
Second.
All right. I got discussion. Who decided 28 ounce? Where did that number come from?
Where are you seeing 28 ounce?
The Campbell's.
I'm sure that's what the vendor suggested.
Really? 28 ounce?
I have no idea what that even means, so tell me.
It's the rating, the durability rating.
Okay. But where is that in the, no, I mean, in the realm of good and bad?
That's low.
Okay.
I always go 60, but that's a little excessive. Somewhere between like a 40.
We're talking about squares, right?
Either one.
But so this right here. That's like
if they say it, hold that. Right. I never put 20.
I didn't have. We want to be on the rating.
What'd you say?
Carpet in those rooms over there, because that's been there since I was in school, and it still looks better than the carpet in the rest of this building.
I wonder what it's rated.
It
was there when I was rated.
Yeah.
Towards the end, under Campbell's.
Yeah. Did the other ones say what they're told?
I didn't see on Taylor's. I'm not trying to throw a wrench.
No. It's fine.
I just don't want you to have people on Charles.
I just see commercial parking files.
Why don't you say same from Katie has some sample words. So you're wondering about Campbell's.
Oh, yeah. Just,
is this from Campbell's?
Campbell's. This is the stuff that they gave us all.
Why is Taylor so much cheaper?
One man show, one man band.
Do we got?
There's a bigger company.
Are there samples from Taylor as well? Or just
Taylor was a lot more affordable. He had really good reviews.
Taylor was more affordable?
Oh, very more.
We know what they're quoting.
So all of this says is renting to commercial carpet tile, whatever that means.
So whose samples are these? These are camels?
Yeah.
Does Taylor have any?
He didn't believe them.
You guys looked at them.
That's how we picked colors.
Were they comparable? We will look at both of them side by side.
So I don't have every rooms in your little packet. I just grabbed a couple of the rooms because they're all quoted as separate rooms. I have the 77-page packet.
Well, with Taylor, Sean brought up a good point. If say they're at 28 ounces too, and they're so much lower, there's wiggle room to get 40 ounces, 50, whatever, thicker carpet out of them and still come under Campbell's bed, right? Assuming. It looks like it. Mm-hmm. And how long has this carpet been in here, Sean?
This one has, is, I think this one's been replaced once. This is the ones over in those other rooms. The other rooms have been replaced. Mm-hmm.
So we can go back and bring it back next month.
No, if you want 28, you can have 28.
I'm certainly willing to ask.
Well, we probably should figure out if this, the one that Taylor quoted, is comparable to 28. Because it's all his sales is
renting
to commercial carpet. Mm-hmm. For all we know, that could be more than 28.
Right. Or less, or and then that would explain why.
That's left. Yeah. Oh, you're right.
28 is bottom.
Oh.
No data.
Dang it.
Mean, Taylor is quite a bit under.
It will be more expensive, though, sure.
Uh-huh. Well, Taylor's bid is so far under Campbell's. I think we'd have wiggle room to ask for a bigger part of it if it's
79.
Well,
you said 28 is the lowest. So he's either bidding the lowest or
bidding a little bit better.
Mm-hmm. And he's still lower.
Well, the roll is 19. Mm-hmm.
The nice thing about carpet tiles is that something goes bad. You just mm-hmm. What do you need an answer by?
No.
So, no, okay. Is what I would say. But any of these vendors are going to have to order and get things. Part of what we were hoping to do is, as we're going to move, clean yes. out students from those portables, right when school lets out, and make them into offices, which is the next agenda item. And so the thought was, can we get somebody in to begin the process of laying carpet as we move the furniture out, lay the carpet, put in the cubicles before we move that kid furniture to the classroom where it's gonna go, let's put new carpet in. So just that, so we could.
I'm waiting another month, it's gonna.
Another month is probably gonna, right. So I think that we could set some parameters around an approval to say that we assure that anything we buy is no less than 28, is that what
it is? It can't be, right?
No, 28, if I remember right.
Is the lowest
28, 40, and 60.
Oh, okay.
So that's what I'm saying.
Right.
Well, and if they're either equal or Taylor's a little bit better.
Taylor has the month of June free, and he said ours would be the top priority, but after June, he's pretty good for the summer.
That's what I'm afraid of.
What is the, I'm connected on the internet, and so is everyone else here.
It's called.
Jared, can you do a little looking up? Are you with the computer, I assume? Yeah,
Ranting,
R-A-N-T-I-N-G, Roman numeral 2, commercial carpet.
Will you look to see if you could get a description on that kind of carpet? Thank you. Sorry. No, don't be sorry. You hit an area that I don't have. I didn't have that knowledge.
You're your facility manager. Still waiting for an offer for Dell. Long years ago, when she saw my glass at Johnson. Oh, it's so great. You know?
So, yeah.
Oh, you want to try to reach him? That'd be great.
Do you have a number? That one?
Is that on your list?
Where's Taylor scoring out of?
Tricky.
Oh.
Well, no, maybe not. It says Tricky here, but this is so to
speak. He is.
Tricky, okay.
And he's not busy.
Well, he will be up to you.
Well, yeah. Crazy not busy because everybody's booked out to.
Right. Right. So are all of these for offices, all the rooms that were carpeted?
Everything that we only carpeted two portables last year.
Okay.
This will carpet everything else at Doyle.
Okay. So I was just thinking offices are going to get a lot less traffic.
And staining's always an issue, right? We spring a leak somewhere and then we've got a stain. And
what's the right word?
Ounces.
20 ounces.
That's good, Sean. And that's pretty good. The answer is 6:30. We like them already.
I just want to know what phone service she has.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But it would be the lower. Okay. Oh, so what's in it would be comparable to what's in those portables now?
We need an ounces number.
That's not how that went down.
That's if it's closer to 28 or 40.
Would it be closer to 28 or 40? 28 is what he put it around you. So how much more would the 40 be? Do you know off the top of your head? No. Well, we are still looking at the carpet. $5 to $6 a yard. Okay.
My yards are tall. Yeah.
We don't have that.
So,
unless it was on the earlier one.
I'd get that information to you and make you tomorrow on that weird grade. Okay. Do you have any more questions for him?
Thank you very much.
So thank you very much. Okay, bye-bye.
How do you have phone service in here?
Yeah, well,
why are we not there?
Who are you with? What phone company are you? What's your
one? Right here. You have to be on over here.
Oh, okay.
You want, but then you'll lose it.
I thought that's why we're not there. I think they go
Basically, they're comparable to each other. If he quoted 28, the other guy quoted 28.
But you get a rough square footage, you could do the math and you could go up to that. We can always go 28.
Let's set 107 units. Is that what he said?
He said that out there in the portables, the new carpet that we got out there, he said that's 28. He said that would be comparable to that. What we put out there.
How long did that last?
It's not been there 2 years, a year.
And it's coming out?
The seams are coming apart. But it was a terrible, it's also the people we had put it in. It was like through Home Depot. Oh. It was a nightmare, and it is not.
Oh,
we're not replacing that.
We got a tail light warranty here.
Yeah, it's not, like
but
I
that's
said,
an example of 28 ounce.
Where they put it together.
So I'm looking at this rolling one because he initially did an estimate for just on one bill for rolling. And this is saying granting to commercial carpet the roll. It says 1,000 square yards. So I like
shadow. 6 grand more.
Yeah.
Oh, that was good.
And that would put us right in the same
price. Right in the same price as Campbell. Right.
What's the warranty on either of their work? 2 year, 3 years, stuff happens like whatever's going on with the Home Depot carpet.
I don't have an answer for you.
Okay. Yeah, but I there, we didn't even talk about that. They didn't offer any of that. They were just pinning in.
Can you text them or call them real quick and just ask what kind of warranties on it? Then we can compare the other one. Want.
This is an action item, so.
Yeah.
If we got close with the 40-ounce carpet for the same price as Campbell's, I guess we could probably make a motion and do it that way.
But we got a motion on the table now. They'll have to die first.
Yeah. But what do we have to go back to Campbell and get one for 40?
Let's go this way.
For Campbell's.
Stem of the window.
That's right, his 48-ounce.
I know, but I mean, right now they're equal. They're both quoting. Right.
At this price, will bring us up to the Campbell's price.
For the better.
Well,
but it'd be better,
if it's right? I don't know what you're saying. Six, yeah. It should be right there. Right.
Okay, so that you don't have a specific amount of years.
While she's doing that, I'm going to point of order and ask for a vote. And hopefully everybody votes no. Let's see what happens. Okay. And then we'll come back with a different motion. Okay. Ready to roll call. Sean, no. Wilma?
No.
That's Stacey?
No.
Jason?
Okay.
No.
And then Randy's asking for that one dies. So I'm going to do a separate motion that we give Sherry the ability to go up to $58,000 for carpet through Taylor, 40 ounce.
Second.
I move to, or whatever needs to happen.
Thanks.
Any more discussion? Okay. Roll call. Sean, aye. Wilma?
Aye.
Aye.
Jason?
Aye.
Randy's absent. Motion passes. Does that work for you?
That works. Thank you.
All right. Hopefully the cubicles won't be so
bad. Oh my God, if you start asking questions, I'll be in the same boat.
Okay. Very upset about the cubicles. All right. Do I have a motion to approve the cubicle and workstation purchase?
I move to. Oh.
So Wilma's first, Stacey second. In discussion?
Are we talking to used workstations or are we talking to brand new?
So the recommendation to you was the used workstations from UF USA and the cubicles from Reno Business Interiors.
That's a big point. Yeah. Okay.
Any discussion? All right, let's vote. Sean, aye. Wilma?
Aye.
Stacey?
Aye.
Jason?
Aye.
Randy's absolutely motion passes.
Thank you.
What did the gentleman say?
He said 5 years on commercial.
5 years on the material?
No. On that would be on if something pops up or rolls up or whatever. 5 years something later. That would be his fault, but okay. Wear and tear.
Okay, you're vice president, right? Mm-hmm. Or you are, I'm sorry. I have to recuse myself, so you're up. Right, I'm
Okay, discussion and possible action regarding approval of an updated clerical aid description. Sherry, can you give us a little information on that?
We have to make a motion.
Oh,
I'll make a motion.
I move. All right. You're on second.
And we can discuss.
All right. Any little information on this item?
Yeah, we needed to update the position. What we realized, we have several people doing clerical aid sort of job descriptions. And instead of trying to build one for everyone, what we really need to do is what you saw in the packet was a general one now, with the idea that we would add an attachment to spell out the specific work beyond that.
Okay.
Okay. So it's very clear who's got to do what.
It's not creating a hierarchy.
Nope.
Whatever, just everybody has their own little description of what they're doing.
Correct.
Okay. Make the motion to.
Well, you're going to vote if there's no more discussion.
Oh, that's right. We do things a little different here. Take it to a vote.
My roll.
By roll. All right. Wilma Comedy.
Aye.
Stacy.
Aye.
Jason. Aye. All right. Motion passes. Back to Sean.
Give me my deal.
Thank you.
All right. Discussion and possible action regarding approval of updated vision, mission, and strategic plan. Is it possible to pull it up? Because it seemed like something's missing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
First, I need a motion to
approve. I motion to approve.
Second. All right. There was something missing.
Someone's going to short meeting, Sean.
I know this whole gymnasium thing.
Good night. Okay, sure.
Got it straightened up.
Thank you for working through that.
That crazy guy with
the burger. Okay. And I'm going to assume the people that, let me move it over here.
That was the one that we were going to have the critical link.
Are you guys still seeing it?
It was there.
I got to figure out how to put it on that screen so everyone can see it. Why are you not sharing? Can you see it now? Your view is different than mine. Figure this out. Share. Oh, not screen one. Never mind. I am going to get it now. Now they're seeing it. Okay. So let me move these guys out of the way. Okay. So mission and vision are at the top. You guys seeing that?
Yep.
We can talk about get it all on one screen. Yes.
Okay. So that was the first one. Second was learn skills, I think, critically.
So we got develop staff who are passionate and use innovative methods to make learning engaging. Second priority is increase student academic achievement in order to be successful participants in a global society. And the third one was to ensure a safe, healthy, and supportive environment that prioritizes kindness and well-being.
The changes that were asked were critical thinking, and the other one was a platform for the exchange of open ideas. I didn't see that. Unless promoting passions and relevant skills to engage in the community, that's what the convention.
Okay, tell me again, which were the things?
Critical thinking, which is the second bullet down, the second.
So that's in there, right?
Yep. And then the open exchange of ideas was another one we discussed that I didn't see. There might have been a third one. It's been,
you guys talk about this the last one, screen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not, I'm not seeing it there either.
It was basically another bullet.
Oh, or maybe it was provide an environment where students learn the skills to think critically, communicate effectively, collaborate, and be creative.
No, Sean specifically wanted something about the exchange of ideas in there, and we all agreed. So it is not in here.
Okay.
Can we add and approve it tonight?
We can.
What do you think is appropriate, Sherry?
I think it belongs in the third. The third point.
Like providing a platform for the open exchange of ideas, something like that. There has to be boundaries, I know.
Yeah, the platform is kind of a unclear.
A bad word, okay.
Not a bad word, just an unclear word. Okay.
We're just providing.
What about opportunities?
For the exchange of ideas.
Yeah. Provide opportunities for the free exchange of ideas.
Yeah, have everybody talk. Everybody gets these camps and gets pissed off and what the hell. Just talk. I mean, I have friends that have very diverse, and I love to know where they're coming from. If they want to know why. Nobody's mad. It's really cool.
That's just far too logical, Sean.
Yeah. It's funny to go back to when I was a kid and we didn't know how everybody voted. Like, maybe a while.
So on the third priority, the fourth outcome that will show up is going to say provide opportunities for the free exchange of ideas.
There you go. Thank you. That's great.
Okay. Everybody else good on that?
Yeah.
Bring that with me, Lawrence.
So whoever made that motion can amend it. I forget who made the motion.
I move to amend.
Also,
we have it written now.
Thank you, Stacy.
JC with Jason. Okay, any discussion? I thought these meetings were so fast.
I know.
Disappointing, guys.
Me too. All right. Roll call. Sean, aye. Wilma?
Aye.
Stacy?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion passed. Future items. LCAP, updated fiscal policy, vehicle maintenance replacement policy. Is there anything to add?
The gymnasium? Or is that?
No, I said that wasn't. We're not going to change the size. So. Yeah.
So we don't need to.
I'll share that as part of my report, what his updated drawing is.
Okay, so he'll have it up there.
We're adjourned at 6:48.
Nice.
It's an hour and 3 minutes.
Ooh, we need you to sign those.